Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Chica Travel Podcast. My name is Lelo Boyana. I am super excited because the president last week opened the gates. Uvule amagate usirili so siyabonga baba. We can now travel outside of the country and go see the world while still maintaining social distancing where required and also wearing our masks to sanitize and all of that because the virus is still out there. We just gotta keep safe and obviously continue living. So guys, where are you planning to go? I don't have plans yet. I am still thinking about it. All I know for sure is that for Christmas, I want to go home to the Free State to see the family, spend some quality time. But New Year's Eve, I need a plan. So maybe you and I invite me somewhere. Where are you guys going? Let me know on social media at Chica Travel Podcast. This week on the show, I have one of my faves. She's back. We actually recorded this particular conversation earlier on in this year. You will remember that Lerato has already been on the podcast with a discussion on her book, Vagabond. We really had a beautiful chat. It was a wholesome conversation between two people who are super obsessed with travel. I love that conversation. If you missed it by any chance, you can still go back and listen to it. When we finished doing that recording, we still wanted to chat some more, so we're like, okay, let's talk about another destination. So we decided to have a conversation about Mozambique, and trust me, after you listen to this, you are going to want to plan a trip to Mozambique because Lerato makes it sound so beautiful. She actually makes every place she goes to sound amazing, and she is currently traveling now. She is in Egypt living her best life, and it was interesting because in this conversation that you're about to listen to, she also mentioned that Egypt was on her list of places that she wants to go to. So clearly she's a woman who keeps her word. When she says she wants to do something, she absolutely does it. So guys, please do enjoy this conversation with Lerato Mokgwatle, aka Madam Africa, the vagabond, Lelo's fave traveler, everything. Enjoy. Hello again.
Aloha.
So,
Jambosana.
Mozambique. Mm. We both love Moz.
Completely.
So tell me why. What do you love about Mozambique?
I love Moz because it's so close to home. Mm-hmm. And it was such a big moment of realization for me. I've always assumed that traveling is expensive.
Yes.
And I had always assumed that traveling was expensive. And I had always assumed that it was out of reach, mm-hmm. and I needed to have lots of money mm-hmm. to do it, right? And then I started traveling, and I realized that, no, actually, there's more than one way of traveling, mm-hmm. and you don't always have to travel the sponsored media PR mm-hmm. ways, mm-hmm. because those people don't pay for anything, right? So I was like, there's definitely more than one way of traveling,
yes.
and I had internalized too much the PR media aspect experience of it versus the other way that is accessible financially. So when I went to malls, it started with me going shopping with my mom and sister.
Yes, I remember
and
this.
I was between trips. Mm. So I thought to myself, I'll go to Zanzibar maybe just after the World Cup starts because I wanted to catch the World Cup starting
yes.
at home. And then we're there buying coats, and I'm like, no, but this coat is like 1,200. I literally just need it for like 3-4 times. Mm-mm. And then I'm leaving for East Africa.
Mm.
Then I thought to myself, yeah. So I thought to myself, no, ngege, let me see how much it costs to just go somewhere. So this money that I should be spending.
Oh, so you actually didn't buy the coat?
Yeah, so I didn't buy the coat. I called
Greyhound
to ask, and they were like, it was so cheap. I don't even remember how much it was.
It was 220
yeah.
in your book. I remember.
Oh, it was so cheap, right? So I was like, yeah, I guess I'm going to Maputo.
And you went to Maputo
yeah.
on a bus.
And my
yes.
thing with Maputo always was just like, I get I was going to spend 1,200
yes.
and I told myself there has to be a better way.
Yes.
So my whole entire, my experience in Maputo had to be built around that 1,200
rand. Wow. And that was your budget,
yeah.
literally. Instead of buying a coat, there you went and got and got that experience.
And so as I was doing that, I realized, oh, you know what? Maputo is so close to home.
Mm-hmm.
Mozambique is so close to home. Maputo is so close to home. But it's so different culturally.
Mm-hmm.
And also with just how it looks, it's just this tropical paradise.
Yes.
You know, just like, has everything you love about wanting to be away from home, mm-hmm. like exotic, but also familiar because we're the same people, yeah. you know, eat the same food,
yes.
but they eat seafood, we don't, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, just like when you feel like there's quite a balance, it's very familiar, yeah. but also exciting and mm-hmm. new. And I kept on thinking, wow, so all this time when I thought I could not afford to travel, uh-huh. I could.
You actually could.
Did I just effing drink money to come to Maputo?
So now that's how you think about
it. Yeah. So that was just like, yeah. Mm. Sure.
So when we think of going to Moors, we often default to Maputo.
Mm.
But now for someone, I know you've also been to other places in Moors outside of Maputo. I know Pemba you've mentioned.
Mm.
But which other places would you recommend?
Vilankulu.
Mm-hmm. Stunning.
Vilankulu, mm. Pemba. Mm. If you have time, Igbo.
Igbo?
Yeah, there's a place called Igbo. Oh. It's closer. I think it's closer to Tanzania. I really don't know my north, south, west. It's those.
It's somewhere far.
Yeah. I think it's definitely in the north of Mozambique, mm-hmm. but quite far from other places.
Mm.
So, but Igbo needs time. My favorite place out of Maputo is Ilha de Mozambique after Vilankulu. Vilankulu and Ilha de Mozambique are tied. Ilha de Mozambique is an island that it's the island of Mozambique,
mm-hmm.
and it's in Nampula.
Mm-hmm.
No, you have to go to Nampula. So you can fly from Joburg to Nampula, I think, stopping in Maputo or Maputo to something.
Vilankulu, you can also fly via Maputo or fly direct.
Yeah.
Because we flew to Vilankulu and it was like 7,500 for a 1 hour flight.
That's the problem with
1 hour flight, yes.
The thing that frustrates me about Mosque, Khore, they're not even interested in coming for our money, but mm-hmm. we will insert ourselves. Mm-hmm. We will go
in there,
and we will occupy.
Yeah.
We will, like, because the flights never.
Mm-mm.
If you're lucky and you're looking at gonna go.
I think also
you can find a
reasonable one, but also I think if you don't mind the fact that I took a 1 hour flight, 7,500, but if you don't mind, okay, it's going to stop over in Maputo and then connect from Maputo to Vilankulu.
Yeah.
If you don't mind that,
then you can get it
at a cheaper price.
So the island of Moors is, I liked it because it's so self-contained. I love islands. You know, they always feel so big, but you know they're small. So you're going to discover, but you'll never get tired.
Yes.
And you can have a lazy holiday, go on an island and still feel active, you know. So I love that about them. The island of Mozambique used to be the capital of Mozambique at some point in its history. It was occupied by the Portuguese, the Oman. It used to be part of the Swahili coast that starts from northern Mozambique and ends in somewhere in Somalia.
Yeah.
So it has also this rich cultural diversity that's influenced by the people who came there to trade, to conquer, both at the same time sometimes.
Mm.
And also, I read about it, so I've never been to Portugal, so I really wouldn't know. But I read that what I was seeing there and experiencing was something like the cities in Portugal.
In Portugal. Oh,
it has like these alleys that lead into like some squares.
It sounds amazing.
And it has buildings that go up versus going wide. So that was great. And I remember when I was there thinking to myself, wow, this is just like so amazing. This is so amazing. They have handmade signs.
Oh,
so, wow. Strata, like a handmade
handwritten
sign.
Yes.
The pharmacy.
Yeah.
It feels like something you see in like the 60s movies. They have those old school bottles.
But why don't you know about this place?
So it's a bit like, because it's a bit far.
It's
far,
yes.
Maputo, because Moors is big.
How did you get there?
I went to, when I was in Maputo,
yeah.
I did a lucky draw on the map. I was like,
where am I wherever
going
my
next? It landed in a place called Kilemani.
Yeah.
In Kilemani, when I was supposed to be going to the beach to swim, I met this guy who was a fisherman. Oh, he sold fish.
Yeah.
And he said, let's rather go to the fish market. I think it'll be more interesting.
Yeah.
We went to the fish market. Mm. We spent some hours together, shopping, getting to know each other. And then when I got back to where I was staying, he said, promise me two things. You'll never not listen to a Jehovah's Witness if they come to your house because he's a Jehovah's Witness.
Oh, okay.
So now I listen to Jehovah's Witness. And you will not when you leave Kilimani tomorrow, you will go to the island of Mozambique. You will not leave Moz without going to the island of Mozambique. I promised him. So I went to the island of Moz.
So from Kilimani, was it, how did you get there?
I got a bus from Kilimani to Nampula.
Okay.
Because Nampula connects that region to other parts of the country. And then from Nampula, like just a regular taxi. And it's so beautiful. I think, you know,
it sounds amazing.
Places differ. And I always get so blown. It's like I've never traveled before. I go to places and I was like, wow, this is so unique. This is so beautiful. I've never seen this before. So go the island of Mozambique. As you drive in through that main road, there's these big weeping willows, these trees. So they're all just like, it's so beautiful. Like these big green trees with leaves that touch the ground. So I remember thinking, wow, this is so amazing. Wow. And before that,
you didn't know about the place. So if you hadn't spoken to that guy, you would probably not have gone there.
Definitely would not have gone there.
So what type of person would enjoy being in that space, in that place?
If you've ever wanted to wake up somewhere and look at the, like, just look over roofs and at the horizon, and you just see flat rooftops, and then there's the ocean, and you know, 5 minutes later, you've walked there.
Yes.
And then you're walking along the beach, going up to and around it. You know, if you want to have a nice, relaxed holiday, you know, if ever you thought to yourself, it would be so nice to shut down from everything, from all my roles and responsibilities, and do something that I love. But not at home. So go to the island of Moz and have a perfectly lazy holiday.
Just, I'm gonna Google this. Wake up,
get dressed, walk around, befriend people, drop into strangers' house for teas and coffee. Just go dancing. Mozambicans love dancing. And we good really, you know, I think you know, my favorite thing, there's a museum and there's other things to experience. But my most precious memory of being Goila de Mozambique is just going on this long stroll around the island, just completely long stroll, and just poking my head into absolutely every open door and every open gate and saying hi to people. You know this image where, do you ever see yourself sometimes only somewhere far away, you just don't know the place, but you're definitely far away, it's exotic, there's a breeze blowing, you're in an empty cafe, and the music is playing. It's not soft music, you know, but it's soft, but you can hear it, and you're just dancing, and you're happy. That's Ila de Mozambique.
Okay, guys, let's go to Ila de Mozambique. I honestly have never heard of Ila de Mozambique, and I need to learn a bit more. And the food, obviously, like lots of seafood.
Yes.
Lovely.
Moz, it keeps winning, hey? All the places in Moz that are marketed as travel destinations always have amazing lodges and hotels and resorts, right? And it's like the best of everything, you know. There you just get the best of everything that you want. There's that experience. And there's also great cafes, just great everyday cafes and restaurants that are well furnished, that are well decorated, they have the benefit of money and good service, and the food is delicious. But I absolutely believe that in Mozambique, you have to eat someone's mom's food somewhere. Okay. Just make a plan. Yeah. Whether it's the mom who sells Kostraten or something, you just have to, because I was thinking about food in Moz. People in Mozambique cook with their souls, like you feel the love. I think there's just love.
It just tastes right.
There's just something.
Yeah,
it's spicy. You've had spices before, but it wasn't that
it's
way.
It's different.
It's prawns. You've had them before, but it wasn't. There's just like that something they put in there. So I really love that. So I love that. Like I always just like do a standard restaurant experience just to take myself out at a fancy place.
Yeah,
but it's always the random
places
that you go to and you eat there and enjoy yourself. Definitely have seafood. Definitely have seafood. If you love goat, have goat curry.
Goat curry
as well. Yeah. I love goat curry.
So. Anybody who's seen you on Twitter and in your book, you and goats.
Sometimes I have meltdowns over not eating goat for too long. I'm like, no.
Where do you buy it in Joburg?
See, no way. But I have some Ugandan friends.
Oh.
Sometimes they go by. Okay. And they're like, yeah, we're having a braai. Because they miss it so much.
Yes.
Well.
Oh, okay. Awesome. You know, when you talked about like these random places are the ones with amazing food, that was my experience in Maputo. Because we were staying at this fancy hotel and they had a very nice restaurant. We ordered food there. It was okay. And then we went to that market, fish market or something. Oh, it was just the prawns. It was just
then it was something
delicious,
different.
Really, really delicious. So I love the food there as well.
Definitely.
Okay, so definitely then Moz is on the cards. We are going to Moz. And specifically Ila de Mozambique. So one question that I also wanted to ask you, Lerato, is obviously, when you were 8, 9 years old, you knew, Khori, I want to see more of Africa. Because you read something about Egypt, I think it was at school, and then you knew, Khori, I want to see this place. So if I put you in front of this classroom full of 10-year-olds, what are you going to tell them about travel? And Africa specifically, travel in Africa.
I'm going to tell them about everything that made my jaw drop and still makes my jaw drop, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to tell them about Harar in Eastern Ethiopia. That's the fourth holiest city in the Islamic religion.
Mm-hmm.
Also in Harar, you can feed hyenas from your mouth to the ears.
What?
So you see, like, right?
Yes.
Things are coming along just fine. And then they were like, crazy. But then you're like, okay, maybe not so crazy. I'm going to tell them about this place called Old Dongola in North Sudan.
Mm-hmm.
It was founded in the 5th century as a fortress. And then it grew into a town. And now it's all gone. But some of the part of the fortress is still there.
Okay.
And then Mabila Ateng, Senza Aliteng. So they used to bury people in these beehive cones. So they're tall, the cones. Like if you see them, the first time I saw that picture, I actually thought it was a heart. I thought it was someone's heart in a yard. And then I'm going to tell them about Timbuktu and the ancient manuscripts. And I'm going to tell them about...
Oh, Lisufi, please call Lerato to your schools.
I'm going to tell them about the kingdoms of Africa because I think there's a lot of history and heritage that is so beautiful and so unique and that we barely know about. Mm-hmm. So I really would tell them information, experiences that makes them that jaws drop because kids love the wow noise. And then I would tell them things that make them go, that is so cool. I want to do it. Like, I went up a mountain on a camel. I went up Mount Sinai on a camel. And then about fun things.
Mm-hmm. That they, oh, wow.
Yeah.
I want to sit in that class. Okay, well, Lerato, thank you so much. This has really been awesome.
Thank you
I really
so
appreciate
much.
Your time.
Thank you so much. I had so much fun. Now I miss traveling. Where shall I go next?
Where are you going next?
I really want to go to North Africa.
Uh-huh.
So you know what I want to do next?
Yes.
I'm definitely going to like curate a few trips just to keep going back to the places I love.
And actually people are going to want to go with you.
Yeah, so I'm definitely going with people.
Yes.
And just to keep going back to the places that I love. So Mozambique, experiencing Lagos for the first time. Zanzibar for Sauti za Busara because it's my favorite festival.
When is it?
It's in February.
Okay. Yeah.
And Egypt and Lalibela in Ethiopia in the Easter. So just like those things that I just love and could do over and over again.
Oh, wow.
And I've found a good reason.
And it's so nice when you can go back to those places that you enjoy.
And always have different experiences.
Yeah.
So I definitely want to do that. But if I had money and at the moment, my travel fund is clean, dry. But I'm saving so that I can go to North Africa. So I really want to, I think it'd be neat to go to Tunisia and then maybe.
Have
I don't
you been
know,
to Tunisia?
No.
Okay.
I don't know if there's a train or a bus or lorry or whatever and try to do that from Tunisia to Morocco.
Okay.
So like. It needs like maybe 2.5 weeks in.
Yeah. I don't know. I've never
I think it'll take
Morocco
2.5 weeks. So I think that's like my big travel plan that I want to do for myself this year. But there'll always be like
little
trips
here
and
there.
There.
Okay.
Okay, now we have to say goodbye for real.
Bye.
Don't wanna go. But you can come back at any time. You know, tell us about all these trips that you're curating. So you'll give us the details for the Lagos one. I don't know if you're open to other people coming.
I am. I'm doing it as a group. So you know what happened? I just asked people, do you wanna? Should we do this? Should we do that? And they're like, yes. And I'm like, okay, guys,
we are going. Siyahamba. Chika travels. Excellent. Right. Thank you so much.
Pleasure.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. We will catch up again next week. But in the meantime, if you listen on Apple, please leave a review and comment. It helps other people find the podcast as well if you do that. So I appreciate that very much. And also, you can find us on social media at Chika Travel Pod, #ChikaTravelPod. Until next week, goodbye.